Blog Talk Radio.
People of God, we are under an open heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, I just love that song. Amen. I love, not only do I like the melody, but I love, amen, the meaning and what it's saying. Glory be to God that we're under and open heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Where miracles, signs, and wonders, amen, Jesus, are performed. They're manifested. Amen. I tell you, it just puts me, glory be to God, in a, glory be to God, very, very, very receptive state. Amen. A receptive place, glory to God, to the things of God, what God is saying. It really opens my heart and opens my spirit. Amen. I love that. I just love it. I can listen to it day in and day out. Amen. Glory to God. I just love it. Amen. God bless you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God for joining us tonight for the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Listen, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. You're in the right place at the right time for right now. Blessing. Glory be to God. Under an open heaven. Amen. Where miracles, signs, and wonders perform. Glory to God. If we open our spirit, if we just open our hearts, amen, believe, glory to God, amen. Listen, sometimes we just have to elevate our minds and elevate our spirit, glory be to God, to receive the things of God. Amen. Sometimes, you know, people of God, we can be in such a place, amen, and it's just the trick of the enemy. glory to God, that you could be in such a place where you just feel like you're just not worthy. You're just not worthy. Amen. Glory be to God. No, we're not worthy, but then Christ came and gave his life. Hey, glory to God. And he redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, from the curse, amen, of sin and death. And because he redeemed us, people of God, he translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, amen. And we're now citizens, glory be to God. Well, listen, we switch, amen, our abode, amen. We switch citizenship, glory be to God. So listen, we're here in this world, but we're not of this world. We are kingdom saints of the Most High. Listen, we are kingdom saints of the Most High God. Amen. And the scripture declares that we're heirs. We're heirs of him. Amen. And joint heirs. Glory be to God. We're joint heirs. Amen. Glory to God. We got a new citizenship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So listen. You can't be, listen. The Lord has, he's translated us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And because we are translated, that means we got to change our way of thinking. If we don't change our way of thinking, glory be to God, listen, people of God, we will find ourselves always under a stupor. Amen. But we're not there. Amen. We're not there anymore. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen. We are not the Beverly, we're not like the Beverly Hillbillies. No. So we're not taking that old mentality into the kingdom, amen. So we got to switch. So if we're kingdom saints, we got to act like kingdom. We got to, amen, move like kingdom, amen. We got to conduct ourselves like kingdom saints, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm feeling this thing tonight. Amen. I'm feeling it tonight. Glory to God. Under this open heaven, I'm feeling it tonight. Glory be to God. And to God be the glory. Amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, we don't have to apologize. Amen. Because we are who God has created us to be. Amen. We are who he has created us to be. Amen. So we can live like, think like, smell like, amen, kingdom saints. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Step on up in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, step on up in here tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. This is who we are. Amen. This is who we are. Amen. So listen, our minds got to be transformed. Our minds have to be transformed. Amen. Because we're kingdom saints. Glory to God, we are somebody. Listen, you are somebody. Don't you let the enemy fool you. You are somebody important. Come on. Come on now. Come on now. You are saints of the Most High God. Amen. Glory be to God. We're sons of God in the earth. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. We have come now to this gathering. We've come now to this gathering. And we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise. People of God, we're heirs and we're joint heirs. Amen. So we got to act like it. Glory to God. Amen. Like they say, amen. Act like you know it. Come on. Act like you know it up in the here. Glory be to God. Act like you know who you are. Amen. Glory be to God. God has made us. He's paid a great price. Glory be to God for us to be. Amen. And listen, listen. Listen, and he created us for what? To show forth his glory. Amen. So we're not lights, glory be to God, that are put under a bushel. Amen. But listen, we are here to show forth the glory of God. Yes, sir. We're here to show forth his glory. Amen. We're here to show forth his glory because we are overcomers. Oh, yes, we are. We are overcomers. Amen. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God in the word of our testimony. Amen. Do you know you're redeemed tonight? Act like you know it. Amen. Act like you know it. Come on. Step like you know it. Glory be to God. Hold your head up like you know who you are. Glory be to God. We're not defeated. We are not defeated. Glory be to God. Amen. We may be cast down. Amen. Certain things may hit us. Glory be to God and cause us to stumble. Amen, Jesus, but like the wibbly, what is it, the wibbly wobbly, amen, that the kids used to have, amen, I don't think they make them anymore. Glory to God, those things that they punch, and they go back and stand right back up. They punt and go to the side and they stand right back up. Hello, people of God. Amen. We may be cast down. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. The enemy may throw some punches. Amen. But we stand. Glory to God. We stand because of the God that is within us, because of the Christ that is within us. We stand. Glory to God. Because of the Christ that is within us. Amen. He has made us resilient. He has made us resilient. Amen. Just like Pharaoh. Amen. Just like Pharaoh. Glory be to God. Amen. When he was oppressing, amen, the children. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, the children of Israel. Amen. Before he let them go. Amen. He was oppressing and oppressing and oppressing. Glory be to God. Putting hard work upon them. Amen. Jesus, when he looked around, glory be to God. Listen, the more he put on them, the stronger they grew. The more they grew stronger. Amen, Jesus. And that attests to the scriptures. Amen. The word of God. Amen. That says, people of God, amen, Jesus, our trials come to make us strong. They don't come to break us. They can't break us. Amen. Because of the God factor that's within us. They can't break us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they only make us strong. Amen. We step back. Amen. Amen. Sometimes the devil gives us a punch. Amen. And we have to step back. Amen. Sometimes we got to shake our head. Glory be to God. But, oh, listen, the comeback is always greater. The comeback. Woo. Glory to God. The comeback is always greater. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. I bless the Lord tonight for you overcomers on tonight. Amen. You redeemed of the Lord. I bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, listen. We just got the flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. To whom it was, amen. To whom it is received on tonight. Know who you are. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, you soldiers. Amen. We're soldiers of the cross. We're soldiers carrying forth this gospel. Soldiers carrying forth this testimony. Testimony of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus Christ that he yet lives. Amen. And because he lives, we live. Glory to God. Because he lives, we live. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. We want to say welcome, 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 welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the open heaven. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, we want to let you know that you're in a good place. Amen. You're in a godly place. Oh, yes. You're in a godly place. Amen. And we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. And we just want to say welcome tonight. Amen. Listen, take your shoes off tonight. Glory to God. Get your pen. Get your paper. Amen. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. We are going to be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. But listen, sometimes you just got to catch it hot off the press. Amen. Somebody know about that. Somebody know about that hot off the press. Glory be to God. I believe there's somebody out there, amen, that knows about that word that comes, amen, that drops, amen, straight out of God, amen, at the moment. And listen, one word from God can change our lives forever, amen. If we can catch the right word at the right time, people of God, it can change our whole lives, amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We give God glory on tonight. Amen. We're just excited, amen, to be here. We're excited, 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 amen, for what the Lord is doing. Amen. We're excited. Listen, we're excited about this kingdom. Glory to God. We're excited about this kingdom expression. We're excited about where we are in the body of Christ right now. Amen. In the earth. Amen. What God is doing in his people, through his people, for his people, we're excited. Amen. Glory to God. We're part to be, listen, we are glad to be a part of what God is doing in the hour. Amen. We're excited. Glory to God, because truly God is doing so much. Amen. There's so much going on, people of God. But listen, let me tell you, this is not the hour to lose focus. Amen. This is not the hour. Glory be to God. Not now. Not now. Whatever you do, don't lose focus. Now is not the time. Glory be to God. Amen. To be under circumstances. Glory be to God, but now is the time for us to stand and declare this God that we serve, amen, that he is able, not only that he's able, that he's well able to deliver. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now is the time for the sons of God to arise in the earth, for the sons of God to come forth, glory be to God, with fire, hallelujah, fire in our hands, fire in our feet, fire in our mouths. Amen. Glory be to God. Now is the time, amen, for us to come forth. Glory to God. Now is the time for us to break out. Glory to God. We've been silent too long. Glory to God. Even during this pandemic, amen. Glory to God. We know that, amen, just as a whole, everything has been shut up. But glory to God. We thank God for this season. We thank God for this coming out. For this coming forth, amen. We're coming forth, amen. Glory be to God. Watching and praying, glory to God. But we thank God, amen, for this combustible, amen, this combustible release in the earth, amen. Glory to God. Listen, we've been marinated, amen. We've been marinating. We've been sitting, glory to God, amen. And while we've been sitting, we thank God, amen, that we've been with the Lord. We've been with the Lord. We've been with the Lord here on this PNN. We've been with the Lord, glory to God, in our local assemblies. Amen. We've been with the Lord virtually. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, and because of all of this word that's been coming forth in the midst of us, it's been going somewhere. Amen. We know that it's not been falling on death. Thank God, amen, that the ground has continually been tilled. Amen. He's continually tilled the earth. He's been continually, amen, tilling us, glory to God, causing us to find ourselves, causing us to see ourselves, amen, causing us, glory to God, to be in that repentant state, glory be to God, causing us, people of God, amen, Jesus, this word turning over, amen, like hot rocks in our belly, glory to God, amen, and it's time to come forth, and we thank God on tonight, amen, we thank God on tonight, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I am one of them. Amen. And I am excited. I'm excited for what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited, people of God. There's a lot that's happening. Amen. But in the midst of, glory be to God, our eyes are on God. Amen. Our eyes are on him, glory to God, because he knows. Yay. He has a plan and he has a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Amen. Glory to God. So let us not be short-circuited. Amen. Let us not be, amen. Let us not, listen, our focus to be off. Amen, Jesus. Come what may, whoever may say. Amen, Jesus. Let us stay focused. It's time for kingdom. It's time for kingdom expression. God is ready. Amen. God is ready to manifest himself in the sons of God. Oh! Woo! Glory be to God, the sons of God arising in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, now I don't know about you. That makes me excited. Amen. That makes me excited, glory to God. God expressing himself in us. Amen. In me, glory to God, in you. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm excited about it. Amen. I do love the Lord tonight. Amen. I love him. I love him. I love the Lord tonight, amen. I give him thanks. I give him praise for the great things that he's done, amen. I bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hey, listen, we just want to say welcome again. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global, amen, Jesus. We just kind of got on over there, amen, Jesus. But listen, when you start talking that kingdom talk, amen, that'll pull you somewhere. When your mind gets elevated into kingdom, glory be to God, it'll pull you into kingdom, amen, glory to God, and you got to walk like it, you got to talk like, amen, your mindset changes, amen, for kingdom's sake, amen, glory to God, the Lord wants to, glory be, he wants to occupy us, amen, glory to God, so that means our thoughts got to be kingdom, amen, Jesus, what we do got to be kingdom, amen, we got to be working to line it up, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, that God would be pleased, amen, that there are no backups, that there are no hiccups, amen, glory to God, but we're moving forth in the glory and in the power of God, amen, glory to God. People, God, we give God praise, we give God thanks on tonight, amen, Jesus. We are going to be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, but we thank God for you, amen, that are here, amen, early, amen, Jesus, to get this, amen, as they say, hot off the press, amen. Amen, Jesus, and I pray, glory be to God, that it's gotten you excited, amen, it's gotten me hot, amen, when you start talking about kingdom like that, amen, and the presence of God comes, amen, Jesus, I'm telling you, it makes you hot, hallelujah. So my glasses are fogging up, amen, glory to God. So we give God thanks, we give God praise tonight. Thank God for each of you. Listen, we want to ask you to go ahead, amen, Jesus, go ahead tonight, amen, and invite someone to come. Glory to God. Invite someone to come. Invite someone to come on the line tonight. Amen. To be rebroadcasting tonight. But that's okay. Amen. If you're like I am, amen, I'm telling you, these nuggets, glory to God, amen, these nuggets, glory to God, it's like it's the very first time, amen, because the Lord is overturning something else. Amen. God is so intentional. Listen, he is so intentional. As we're listening to the word of God, listen, people of God, hallelujah, even though it's a rebroadcast, listen, but do you not know God is so intentional? Even as we're listening to these rebroadcasts again, but God knows what we need. So what we didn't get in the first time or what we needed in the first time, glory to God, amen, the Lord begins to enlighten it, amen. He begins to, glory to God, to breathe upon it, amen. And we got what we needed that time. Yes, listen, listen. So now as we're listening to it again, amen, Jesus, it's like, oh, I didn't remember that, glory to God, because we weren't there then, amen. So God is so intentional. We listen to these messages, glory to God, and they're ministering to us because, listen, we're in a different place than we were when we first heard it. So whatever we got then was for then, but then this word overturns, glory to God, and now as we're hearing it again, glory to God, listen, we're in a different place. So the Lord breathes upon it so that what we need in this hour, we're able to get. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Now, that's a revelation right there. That's a revelation right there. Glory to God. So when we need it, amen, whatever we need, amen, the Lord will breathe upon it, and we'll get out of it the substance that we need in this hour. Amen. Can somebody just say amen? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I give him thanks. I give him praise on tonight. Amen. For all of our leaders on tonight. Amen, Jesus. All of our leaders. Amen. We just thank God for them. Amen. Listen, what you need. Listen, and people of God, that's why the song says what you need, God got it. Amen. Because whenever you hear a word, whatever God intends for you to hear is for you at that moment. We can all listen to the same message, but different ones will get different messages or will get different nuggets out of that one message. Now, I think that is powerful. That's powerful. Ho, ho! Glory to God. That's powerful. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to set your hearts, amen, set your hearts to receive what God has in store for us on tonight. Amen. We do bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight for his goodness, for his grace. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. I'm excited tonight. Amen. I'm happy. Amen. I'm happy down in my sanctified soul. And it's the joy of the Lord. It is the joy of the Lord. Amen. That gives me strength. It's the joy of the Lord. Glory be to God, that causes us to be strengthened. Amen. It's the joy of the Lord that brings us to this line that we're able to get and ascertain the things of God. It's the joy of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God and the joy of the Lord. And listen, with this joy, amen, listen, we draw out of the wells of salvation. We draw out of kingdom what we need. We draw out of kingdom. We touch off in God. Hallelujah. And we get what we need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! My. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Amen. And we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Because people of God, he's blessing us right now. He's blessing us right now. Glory to God. As we come together in this place, as we're coming together on this line, the Lord is blessing us. Amen. It is here that the Lord has commanded a blessing. Amen, Jesus. And the scripture declares, where two or three are gathered together in his name. Now listen, people of God, we're in an open heaven, but there are more than two or three that is on this line. So you got to know that the Lord is in the midst. You got to know that the Lord is looking upon you. You got to know that your coming is not in vain. You got to know that there's a blessing. Glory to God. For you right now, you got to know that what concerns you, Master, what concerns you concerns him. Glory to God. You got to know it. Amen. You got to know it. You got to know it. You got to know it. Amen, Jesus. And as the scripture declares, in his presence, amen, in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. In his presence, glory to God, right here under this open heaven. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. For his goodness and for his grace on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. Glory to God for this time, for this just this little moment. Amen. Just to even share with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just stirring in my soul tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just stirring in my soul on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. As the song says, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. Amen. I can clap my hand. I can clap my feet on tonight. Amen, Jesus, because listen, the joy of the Lord has me quite stirred on tonight. Amen. Anybody else stirred on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. And I know that we said that we broadcast on tonight, amen, but I tell you, I just believe somebody else is stirred on tonight. Glory to God, I just believe it tonight. I just believe it tonight that somebody else is stirred in their soul on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. But we just thank God tonight for all of our leaders, amen, Jesus, amen. Thanking them for each and every one of them on tonight, amen, for their labor in the gospel. Amen. I'm telling you, there are some generals, amen, that have transitioned. Glory to God. Amen. But their work is finished. Hey, their work is finished. Amen. And now our work begins. Amen. Their work is finished and our work begins. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So people of God, let us consider. Let us consider what we're doing. Amen. When we look, glory to God, when we look at those generals that have left the scene, amen, Jesus, who some of them had massive, amen, had mega ministries, amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, let's look at how, amen, they carried themselves, how they conducted themselves. Let's look at how they were consistent, how they were diligent, amen. Glory to God, how they able to come forth and stand, even in the midst of adversity, amen. But they got a word from the Lord, or they had a vision from the Lord, and they went forth, amen. And because they went forth, they toiled, amen. They went forth, glory be to God, as what God had put within them, amen, Jesus. And we were able to see the works of their labor, amen. We were able to see the works of their labor, amen. So let us consider, amen, what we're doing in this hour. Let us consider, amen, are we steadying the course? Are we steadying the course, glory be to God, of what God has put in our hands? Are we steadying the course, glory be to God? Listen, are we staying in one place too long, glory to God? Are we moving? Are we moving, glory be to God? Amen. You know, if we stand in one place too long, glory be to God, then the dirt begins to, the grass amen, begins to turn ground under our feet, amen. Glory be to God. Have we made a trail? Glory to God. Are we going around in circles? Glory to God, amen. Just like a cow, amen. When a cow was in green pastures, amen, they eat and eat and eat and eat, amen. But they don't stay in the same place. Glory to God. They eat and then they move on, amen. Glory to God. Are we at a place, amen, Jesus, that now the Lord is telling us to move on or to move forward? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. After we've gotten comfortable in one position or in one place, glory be to God, are we just there because we are familiar with it? Are we just staying there because we're familiar with it? Or is this what God is telling us to stay here or to stay there? Amen. We want to be mindful. Amen. We want to be mindful. We want to be diligent. We want to be diligent people of God, amen, and we want to be obedient in the things that God has given us to do, amen. Glory be to God. That vision that God has put within you, amen, Jesus, glory to God. Does it frighten you? Glory be to God. Then I would preadventure to say, that's the one. Glory be to God. If it frightens you, amen, I would preadventure to say that's the one, amen, because that's a God vision. Amen. It's higher than you. It's bigger than you. Amen. It's massive. Glory to God. And it blows your mind. Amen. Glory to God. That's the one. That's the one right there. That's the one right there. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So listen, people of God, amen. We got to step out in faith. We got to step out in faith. We got to step out in faith. We got to believe God. We got to step out in faith. Glory to God, and let the Lord perform. Let the Lord breathe upon us, amen, the wherewithal to get the work done, amen. We don't have to know how to do it all, glory to God. We just need to know how to follow. We just need to know how to follow and know how to obey God, know how to move when he said move. Glory be to God. Listen, when the children of Israel, amen, Jesus, when they were out in the wilderness, glory be to God. There was a pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. But it was the self-same spirit. It was God leading, guiding, and directing them. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, he's yet leading, guiding, and directing us. Amen. So we're thanking him for the fresh breath. We're thanking him for the fresh breath. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, people of God, amen, the Lord is moving by his spirit. He's moving by his spirit. Yes, he is. He's moving by his spirit, and he's nudging some of us. He's nudging some of you. Glory be to God. He's nudging you, and you know he's nudging you. Glory to God. And we just want to say tonight, now is time to get busy. It's time to get busy for the Lord. It's time to get busy. Amen. Listen, no task too great or too small. Amen. Even if you make the smallest step for the Lord, amen, listen, you just don't know what a ripple effect it makes for the kingdom. Woo! Listen, people of God, it's like a rock. You know how you throw you throw a rock into the water, and when you throw that rock into the water, it falls in one place. But the ripple of Tito's ripple effect, they go all the way to the other side, amen, if you can see the other side, amen. So listen, don't be fooled. Don't let the enemy fool you, amen, that by all it's so little, or all what I've done, it's just, amen, I just threw just a rock and it landed right there. You don't know the ripple effect of what you're doing. You don't know the impact of what it's doing for the kingdom. But the thing of it is, you just need to be obedient. Amen. Glory to God. We just need to be obedient. Be obedient. Amen. Move when God say move. Amen, Jesus. Fear is not of God. It's not of God. Fear is not of God. Glory be to God. But we have to stand in the face of adversity. Amen. And know that the God that is within us, it is he that is doing the work. Amen, and not we ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight, people of God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. I thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Amen. In this, amen, Jesus, in this moment. Amen. In this moment of sharing. We thank you for listening in this moment of sharing. Amen. We pray that somebody's heart has been encouraged on tonight. Amen. Somebody's heart has been encouraged on tonight. Somebody's heart. Listen, the Lord just, he just broke everything. Amen. Everything that we thought would be, amen, Jesus, but the Lord had a message, amen, for somebody on the line tonight. Amen. So we bless him. Amen. Listen, he can break it. He can do whatever. Listen, amen, Jesus. He can turn it upside down. Glory to God. It doesn't matter with me. It's the Lord's program. Amen. It's his broadcast. Glory to God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And he is the great shepherd. Amen. Glory to God. And he's watching for us. He's leading us and he's guiding us to where we should go, to where we should be. Amen. Glory to God. There is no step taken, amen, Jesus, except the Lord would lead us and guide us. And the scripture declares the steps of a good man. Amen. We've committed this broadcast to the line. Amen. And the Lord knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Amen. Glory to God. And even early on, people of God, we determined within ourselves, this is too big for me. Glory to God. It's too big for us. Glory to God. Listen, we're just going to execute. Amen. He give the orders. We just execute. We'll carry out the Lord's will. Amen. Because he knows who's on the line. We don't know. Amen. We don't know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are yielded vessels before the Lord. Amen. That he can come. Amen. And speak to his people. Glory to God. Speak directly into the heart of his people because he knows what we need. Amen. He knows what each and every one of us need. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Again, for his goodness, for his grace. Amen. Thank you. Amen. For this moment. Thank you for this hour. Amen, Jesus. Just to share. Amen. Just to share. Amen. Some nuggets. Amen. Because somebody needed to hear it on tonight. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. And that is turn everything around. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we're okay with that. Amen. We're okay with that. Amen, Jesus. We're just executing the Lord's plan. Amen. We want to welcome you again to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for you. Our listeners, amen, that are all over the world, we thank God for you. We pray that you're encouraged. Amen. We pray that you're getting something from these broadcasts. We do pray. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, Jesus, that your hearts are encouraged. Amen, that you're encouraged in your spirit. Encouraged to run on. Run on and let us see what the end is going to be. Amen. Glory to God. Don't stop now. Glory to God. As the scripture declares, you did run well. Amen. We encourage you tonight to keep on running. Amen. Keep on running. Amen. Let nobody hinder you, glory to God, from what God has put in your heart and in your spirit. Move forth, people of God. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember that rock. Amen. Glory to God. One rock into the water. Amen. Makes a great ripple effect. Amen. In so many places. Glory to God. But somebody got to throw the rock. Amen. You are the one to throw the rock. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So listen, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And as we, amen, prepare, amen, for our rebroadcast on tonight, amen, Jesus. Listen, everything is shifted and changed. Amen. We just want to ask Minister Emmanuel if you would just come and bless the line for us tonight, Lord of God, if you would, amen, if you're, amen, in a place and space. And people of God, listen, we just thank God for our advisors. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. As you've already heard from our from our second 2-year anniversary. Amen. The things, the multiplicity of things that are on their plate. Amen. Just the multiplicity of things that are before them, amen, Jesus, but yet and still they keep it moving and they always make time to come and to be a part of this outreach ministry, amen. And we just thank God for them, amen, that they give us a little corner, they give us a little corner, amen, but we receive it, amen, with joy, amen. We're happy for it because all of those little parts make the whole. It's like a pie, amen, Jesus. You know how you cut a pie, amen, and it's got several, amen, it's got several, amen, separate parts of that pie, pieces of that pie. All of those pieces that everyone brings all makes the whole, amen. So we bless the Lord for it. We give God thanks for it on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, amen. So we're just going to ask the man of God, amen, if he will come tonight and bless the line, amen, Jesus. Say a word of prayer, amen, Jesus. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
I just don't know what the Lord is doing tonight, amen, but we're in it, amen. We're all in it, amen. However the Lord leads on tonight, glory be to God, we're in it, amen. God bless you tonight, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. To all the people of God, to the Prayer News Network Global, amen, family, we thank God, amen, for this night, for everything. And the Lord allowed us to come together just one more time. Amen. Give honor to our visionary founder of this great Prayer News Network. Truly, the Lord has always spoken to our heart. Amen. Giving us that boost, that drive. Amen. To continue to drive and go forward. Amen. With that being said, we want to just reach out and touch the Lord tonight because we know that the Lord is passing out blessings. And when you pass on a blessing, have a blessing just for me. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we only thank you for this night. We thank you for this evening, whatever time it may be where we're sitting and dwelling. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory. For God, we know that you are a good God. Oh God, and you're worthy to be praised. Father God, we lift up our eyes unto the hills. For whence cometh our help? For we know that all of our help cometh from you, which made heaven and earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we look to you tonight. Oh God, we take care of your word. We trust you. We know that you can do the impossible. You can do what man say cannot be done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory tonight. We give you praise. Oh God, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations. Oh God, we still have strength in God. We still have a mind just to bless your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you right now, God. Oh God, that you look upon us, God. We ask that you will touch our hearts, touch our minds continuously. Oh God, keep us with a mind to serve you. Keep us with a mind to live for you and do your will, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we realize tonight, never could have made it without you. We never could have come this far without you. In the name of Jesus, but Lord, we are depending on you tonight. Oh God, indeed we put our trust. You are our help, you are our deliverer. Oh God, you are our peace in the midst of the storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray that you will make ways out of no way. Open up doors that are close tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to have clean hands and a pure heart. Help us not to lift up our souls unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Oh God, bless us right now. Oh God, while we're down here praying, while we're down here waiting, Lord, we ask you to search our hearts. Oh God, search us through and through. Oh God, examine us tonight. You find anything that should not be. We pray that you would take it out. Oh God, any ill will feelings, any hidden hatred, any hidden jealousy, oh God, down in our heart, any malice or strife, Ooh, God, we ask you tonight that you would take it out by the roots. Let your will be done. Oh, God, purify us. Cleanse us through and through. Oh, God, wash us in your blood. Make us whiter than snow. Let our light shine, God, that men may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, God, you continue to make ways, God. You continue to open up doors in the name of Jesus. We know you're able tonight, Lord. Say you on this prayer line. Oh, God, send your word tonight. Oh, God, send the anointing. We need to hear from you, Lord. Oh, God, speak tonight, Lord. Our servant hear it. Speak, Lord. Our servant hear it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open up our ears that we may hear your voice. Open up our heart, God, just to receive you, God. We invite you in tonight. Come on in, Jesus. Oh, God, come on in. We are welcome here. We welcome you in this place. We welcome you in our heart today. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Take over our lives. You take complete control. In the name of Jesus, no more I, no more us, but it's you, Christ, that lives inside. Live in us, Jesus, and have your way. Walk and talk in us. Dwell in our hearts richly. In the name of Jesus. God, let your word be embedded down in our heart. Hide your word in our heart, Father, that we may not sin against you. In the name of Jesus, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord, that you will move in a special way tonight. Oh, God, let somebody be saved. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody be delivered through the power of your word. Speak your word tonight, God, for we know one word from you can change our whole situation. Oh, God, change our situation tonight, and you be glorified. You get the glory even out of this. And Father God, you do this for us. We'll give your name the praise. We'll give your name the glory. We'll tell of your wondrous works. We'll make known your deeds among the people in the mighty name of Jesus. All the praise is yours. All the glory is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you, Lord God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. And every heart tonight say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We just thank God again tonight. Thank you so much, Ms. Emmanuel. Thank you so much for allowing the Lord to lead you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. All things considered, all things said. Amen, Jesus. We are, amen, Jesus, ready to go into our rebroadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, people of God, what's for you is for you. Amen. What God has for you in the message is for you. Amen. You get it on tonight. Amen. You receive of the Lord on tonight. Amen. We are grateful tonight. Amen. That we are rebroadcasting, amen, Jesus, another one of our PNN advisors, glory to God. And people of God, we want you to, amen, again, amen, set your hearts, amen, set your spirit, glory to God, to hear what the Lord is saying, amen, glory to God. Hear what the Lord is saying, always. Hear what the Lord is saying through his vessels. Amen. Hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Through the mouths of his chosen vessels. Amen. There's always a message. Listen, we listen to these broadcasts. When you're listening to a message, amen, when there's a person, a man or woman of God up on the stead of God, there is always a message for us individually. Amen. Glory to God. The whole message may not be for you, but there's a message in the message. And we should seek to hear what the message is for you, for me. Amen. Lord, what are you saying tonight? What are you saying to me? Glory to God. What are you saying to me tonight? Glory to God. And when we set our hearts always in that manner, people of God, we won't miss him. Lord, what are you saying to me tonight? You got to make it personal. You got to make it personal, amen, so that you can get the essence of what the Lord is saying, amen, through his vessels, amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to Lawrenceville, amen. We're going to Lawrenceville, Georgia tonight, amen. Jesus, you already know, amen. You already know who's up there, amen. Jesus, a woman of God, amen, who loves the Lord. And we thank God for his messengers that come. They have a love for God and a love for the people of God, amen, Jesus, and they love to be used by God. Amen. When they're coming on these platforms, they're being used by God. Amen. They're not coming in their own stead. They're not coming in their own right. They have no rights. But we're not our own, but we're bought with a price. Hello. We're not our own, but we've been bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we are again rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus, and we are, amen, again, going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, Jesus, and here, the woman of God, amen, one of our PNN advisors, Minister Ali Booker, amen, we're so grateful, amen, again, I just can't say enough about these people of God that the Lord has brought to this broadcast, amen, so set your heart tonight to hear what the Lord is saying to you. Amen. Glory to God as we get ready to go. Amen. Into the broadcast on tonight. God bless you.
Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Praise God for you all tonight. Praise the Lord for Minister Bradley, the visionary of the Prayer News Network. I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for who he is. I magnify the Lord. I magnify his most holy and righteous name. I praise God for our leaders. I praise God for your leaders. I praise God for each and every one of you all in your respectable place before and near. I come tonight just to glorify the name of the Lord and to lift the name of the Lord up, and we come together and praise God together. Praising God from Bishop S.D. James, going on to be with the Lord and interceding on our behalf. We praise God for him and the First Lady Carrie James. We glorify the Lord for them. We praise God for the evangelist pastors and teachers. We bless the name of the Lord for each and every one of you tonight. We praise God. I praise God for, like I said, my leader in the name. I praise God also for Pastor Sarah Everton. I praise God for her stand in God. I praise God. I just want to talk a little bit tonight. I just want to honor the Lord tonight for the great work that he has done and that he is doing, and all of us that we yield ourselves to him. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to just glorify the name of the Lord tonight. And I just want to lift his name up, if that's all right. I praise God for each of you all, your faithfulness to the line each night, so faithful. And I praise God for those that have given their life unto the Lord and those that have been filled with the Holy Ghost. And I praise God for those that can heal, deliver, and set free. I praise the name of the Lord tonight for the Holy Ghost. I do. I praise God for his word. I praise God for his friends. I praise God for the life that Jesus lived, that God so loved us so much that he gave us heaven's best. Our Minister Bradley already prayed and I've been sanctified. He already got all the preliminaries out the way. I thank God for that. And I just want to take a little time tonight, if God will permit me to, just to lift him up. Time I've been on, we've gone through much. We've faced much. We've felt much, but we're still standing. We're still standing. We're still standing in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're still here, only by the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And I'm so grateful tonight just to be with you all, just to fellowship one more time. just to thank and praise God for waking us up this morning. And after waking us up, God was aiding us to move and aiding us to live and move and have our being in him. Just to be for a mind. Even in the rough time, that I can still lift my hand and wave to his glory. I can still open my mouth and give him praise. Why? Because praise is good to his name. And he dwells. Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise
the Lord.
Okay. And because God is worthy to be praised, thanks. No matter where you find yourself, it doesn't matter where you are tonight, God's still worthy. It doesn't matter what you're being confronted with tonight, God's still worthy. It does not matter what happened before you came on the line or what's going on at this very moment, God's still worthy. Why the heart of your praise? He's worthy of your thanksgiving. He's worthy of our hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy, friend. Because he saw fit to bless us to see another day. Not that we done so well, or not that we live so well, or not that we live so righteous. Because all our righteousness, no matter how we try to live, is at disarray. And I just want to thank God tonight. Because he's worthy to praise, regardless of where you are or what country you may reside in, no matter what's going on in the earth, God is still worthy. God is still worthy of our praise. He woke us up. He put food on the table. And if you didn't cook breakfast, you could have. You had something you could put on the table. Somebody tonight should have anything. And after he woke you up this morning, you had clothes to put on your body, clean clothes. I used to take a bath. Somebody tonight didn't have these things, access to these things. You had shoes to put on your feet. Somebody tonight didn't have access to these things tonight. And we just want to take time tonight to tell God thank you. Is that all right? It's sometimes you just got to take the time to tell him thank you for his healing virtue. Tell him thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for making us and molding us. Thank you for lifting us. Somebody didn't make it, Saint. But we did. People gone on. But we still here. And we need to say, Lord, why am I still here? God wants us to give him glory. God wants us to give him praise. And not get so caught up on what's going on around us. But to give him what's due to his name. Tonight. If I could use a topic, it was God's word. Speaking God's word. You want something to happen? Speak God's word. You want God to move? Speak God's word over your life, over your family. You want to see a change? Speak God's word. Declare his word. In the midst of the people, in the midst of your situation, declare his name. You want to see somebody healed, body healed? Declare his word. Declare his word. Why? Because God moves. God moves according to his word. God moves according to his word. To his word. Declare his word in the midst, and no matter what we're being confronted with, God is still able to bring us through, saints. We have to declare his word. In the scripture shared tonight, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt. Remember that word, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever. Remember that word, whatsoever. He shall have whatsoever he said. He said, I'm going to read it again. I want us to hear this here. Hear this. Speak in God's word. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, it don't matter, sickness can be a mountain. Being broke can be a mountain. Family cutting up can be a mountain. Can be a mountain. Us re-cutting up can be a mountain. Be thou removed. You got to get up out of me. Be moved. You got to get up out of me. Be moved. That's a mountain. Remove. And be thou cast into the sea. And shall not doubt. Shall not doubt in that heart. In his heart. But shall believe that those things which are we going to believe. Who report? The doctor? The jar? The enemy? Who report do we believe? They said he gave him 20 years in prison. Who report? He said, if, that's a word. But shall believe that those things what he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. So what? God could cut anything in half. God has gone off the throne. He sees and he knows all things. He understands exactly where we're located at. And the Lord said, if he had faith as a grain of mustard seed, we might say unto this sycamore tree, be by the root and be thy planted in the sea. Now, this ain't cast it. It said, plant this planted in the sea. And it shall obey you. Now, that's what the word is saying. I didn't say it, but I'm in agreement. I'm going to read it again. And the Lord said, not I, but I'm in agreement. If ye had faith as a grain amongst the seed, small, but great, ye might, hear my judge to say unto this by the root, hook up by the root, and be thy planted in the sea, it shall obey you. What you saying? What you speaking? God says you said, it shall obey you. Speak his word. Speak his word. Because heaven and earth will pass. But God's word will stand, right? The word of God will stand. Stand on the word. And he arose and rebuked the wind. And they said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased. What are we saying? What are we saying? What are we speaking? And that was a great calm. Speak to our situation. Speak to our circumstance. Calmness can come in the midst. What are we saying? What word are we using? If we use God's word, God will do it. That's who we're looking to. We're looking to the author and the finisher of who? Our faith. That's who we're looking to. That's who we're looking to.
Muted.
Tonight, what you speaking? Whatever you're going through tonight, what you speaking? What are we speaking tonight? through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the words of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. All God did was spoke his word. God spoke the word. Things happened. God spoke the word. That's all we got to do. Speak his word. You want something to take place? You want something to change? Stop speaking your word. And let your word become God's word. You want your family to turn around? Stop speaking your word. Speak God's word. You want your husband to come to the Lord? Speak the word. God, I have not spoken of myself. Praise the name of the Lord. I didn't speak of myself. I should speak the word. But the Father who sent me, that's what Jesus said, he gave me a commandment, which I should say, and what I should speak. His word. Only what he said. Not me, but what he said. In God's word would cause a change to come in our lives, in our family life, in our situation, our circumstance, and prayer, praying, and believing, hoping, by faith, in God. And I know that his commandment is life, oh yes, everlasting. Even as the Father said unto me, I speak, so I speak. What word are you speaking? Are you using God's word? Are we using our choice word? What are we saying? What are we saying that we remain in the same situation or the same circumstance? What are we saying? Speak those things that are not as though they were. Speak his word. His word brings about a change. God's word. Speak, I don't care if you messed up. You speak his word. You said, I confess my sin. You just in faithful to forgive me. Well, Lord, they're going to be talking about, he ain't told you to tell them that. He said, if you confess, they're going to say, I'm not saying, they're going to say this. Whose report do you believe? Mm-hmm. Speak his word. Father, I was wrong. Done wrong. I need you to forgive me. Now, if you did someone else wrong, you got to go back to the person you done wrong. Then you repent to that person and you come back to God. No, we want to go to God first. We don't want to do it like you said do it. We want to do it the way we want to do it. Well, I say it don't work as well. It don't work. You may think it works for a while. It ain't, you can get a think you got a quick fix. It's coming up again. Why? You didn't do it the way you should do it. Go back to who you have offended and ask and apologize to them. Ask for forgiveness. If they receive you, so be it. Leave your peace. And if they don't, take your duff and keep moving. Do it this way. Speak his word. And God is just and faithful to forgive us. I would raise them up. Listen. Lord, I ain't give the people the scripture. I just got through with John 12:49-50. Now I'm at Deuteronomy 18:18. I will raise them up, a prophet from among their brothers, like unto thee. And we'll put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all, not some, all that I shall command him. He's going to raise people up right in your midst. He's going to raise them up right among the brothers. So we got to be careful. Or we don't know where this one is. We don't know who God raising up. So we got to be careful what we speak on people. We got to be careful what we say about people. Ever you said you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Speak the word. You want me to change. Say God's word. Speak the word. As he want to see me deliver. Speak his word. You want to see me heal. His word. She must be doing something. She ain't got no business. She going through like this. She goes, well, that is word. Even if you think I'm doing something, I ain't got no business. Speak his word. And tell the Lord, open my eyes. Show me my transgressions. Mm-hmm. I better yes, you come to me. Let us sit down and use some things out. The Lord, He's His angel that excel His strength, that do His commandment, hearken unto the voice of His word. Hearken, listen unto the voice of His word. Listen to everything else. Listen to His voice. His word. Listen, listen. The wise in heart, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and added learning to his lips. Added learning to his lips. Pleasant, pleasing words, a pleasant word, are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul. And health to the bone. An ungodly man, now listen, an ungodly man digs up evil. Ask yourself, what word am I speaking? Dig up evil. And in his lips, there is a burning fire. I didn't say this, now I'm going to agree that. An ungodly man digs up evil, digging up dirt. Digging up what they can find out about you. Digging it up. And in his lip, there is a burning fire. Oh, just in an ant that's just burning, just to speak it, just to get it out. He shuts his eyes to the side for him. Moving his lip, he brings evil to pass. See? Now, Lord God brings things to pass. So why we got to be careful what we speak on people? We got to be careful. And then speak this word. So Lord, I once was in that situation, and you delivered me. I want you to deliver my sister. Lord, I once had just a small amount of faith, and you increased my faith. Don't you just increase my brother. Lord, I once was sick in my body. You healed me. And I know you're that same God. You able to heal whomever. Lord, I once didn't have enough money to pay my bills, and now you bless me with more than enough to pay my bills. Now show me you got more than enough to show me who it is that I need to pay a power bill, or water bill, or a gas bill. Now, Lord, you call someone to be a blessing to me. Show me who you want me to be a blessing to. Show me who I need to give a hand out instead of somebody giving me a hand in. Tell me why I need to give a hand up. I said I'm just pulling, using my hand to pull down. So pull down these things. Pull down these strongholds. Pull down strongholds. The word of a man's mouth are as deep water. Deep water, not shallow. And where I'm springing of wisdom as a flowing brook. As a flowing brook. A fool's mouth is his own destruction. And his lips are the snare of his soul. And man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now listen, life. Now listen at this. Be careful with your tongue. Be careful with the words we use. Death and life. Lady, I rebuke you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Deliver. Speak evil. Speak good things. Speak honest things. Because life and death, death and life, it's in the power of the tongue. In the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So that's going to come from Proverbs 18, verse 4, 7, 20, and 21. Our words that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. But by thy word, thou shalt be justified. And by thy word, thou shalt be condemned. I didn't say this now. I'm in agreement with the word. Let me read this again so I make sure I hear. I want to hear what this says. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Yes, you did. It was in your heart. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth spoke. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, which one you need? Just be justified or be condemned? And by my words. What words are we speaking? We find that in Matthew chapter 12, 34, verse 36 and 37. I didn't say that. I'm just in agreement. If any man among you seems to be, he didn't say it was, seems to be, act like, dress like, talk like, and brother not his son, but deceives his own heart. I didn't say that. That's the word. I'm going to read it again. Talk it to me too. If any man among you seems to be religious, not religious, I'm saying that, appear to be religious, and I don't bridle my tongue, deliver his own heart, but deceive his own heart. The Bible says I deceive myself. I'm going to read it again. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceive his own heart, this man religious is vain. I just say it. I'm in agreement. That's what the word says tonight. So what word are we using? What word are we speaking? What are we saying with our mouth? What are we thinking within our mouth? What lies deep down in our heart? What hidden agenda behind the things we do and say? Do we use the word of God on occasion to call someone else to stomach? What words are we speaking? And when you speak it, what was the purpose for speaking it? You got to be careful with your tongue. Lies and the power of our tongue. And if I seem to be religious, in the man, you seems to be religious. If any man among us seems to be religious and brought on not his own, he gonna say our own heart. Oh, God knows what's in our heart. This man religious is in vain. I didn't say it. I'm just a deliverer. I'm the messenger. He's talking to me too. But the righteous, that came from James chapter 1:26. But the righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh. But what says it? The word is now thee. Even in thy mouth, yes, sir. And in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach. Which we preach that is thine shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. What are you believing? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth, or with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And the Bible teaches us we overcome by the words of our testimony. We overcome by the words of our testimony. If we just confess, God is just and faithful to forgive us. And if we come to one another, your fellow man is just and faithful to forgive you too. If he righteousness, he'll forgive what you'll forgive. And if they're not righteousness, and they want to hold it against you, because the righteous man know what the word says. The righteous man know that the Bible says. How many times there was a question asked, shall I forgive my brother? He told him how many times. A righteous man already knows. But if a man seems to be religious among us, and if you ask for forgiveness and you don't, well, the Bible says he seems to be religious among you. But in his heart is something totally different. Because if righteousness lies in your heart, you're going to obey the word. That came from Romans 10, verse 6, 8, and 10. Now I'm just telling us something right here. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, without wavering. Don't be wavering at what you believe, and trust in God for. Don't be wavering if you believe in God for the healing. Don't be wavering if you believe in God for the deliverance. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to bring your son or the daughter home. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to deliver off drugs and alcohol. Don't be wavering if you trust in God to bless you with a, not with a God that's paying a liver and you still can't pay your mortgage or your rent or whatever, but you need it more than enough, God. You need to see his hands that are stretched out of hand with more than enough. He said, not your ways be pleasing unto me. You can eat the good of the land. God is faithful. He made a promise to you. Hold fast to it. I don't care how long it takes. Hold fast to it, said thunder. Don't let it go. As he told you something, I don't care how rough it gets, don't let it go. And he promised you something. I don't care how Jesus it gets, hold fast to it. Hold fast to it, what he says. Take this word, because he's faithful. He that promises is faithful. He's faithful. Faithful. Because he promised. If you pray for that promise, then you also pray for any promise. God is. God is. God is, saint. Through Jesus Christ, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith. For don't waver. Oh, tonight, don't be wavering. Oh, don't be wavering. And tonight, let us not, don't get ease in Zion. Don't let us get ease in Zion. Tonight, don't waver. And don't be weary in well done. And well done. Don't faint tonight. Because he that God is faithful. If he God deliver you, he'll do it. He'll do it. Just be faithful and wait on him. Be faithful and wait on him. We have the same spirit. That came from Hebrews 10 and 23. We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, do you? And therefore have I spoken. We also believe. Ah, I like that. We also believe and therefore speak. Amen. Amen. We have the same spirit, not a different spirit, the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe. And therefore, have I spoken? We also believe. We. Therefore, I believe. We believe. Therefore, I spoke. We also believe. And therefore, speak. Speak what? Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak those things that are not as though they were. Speak the word. I speak total complete deliverance. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I speak uplifting of your head. I speak tonight strength to those that are weak. I speak tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak what you're speaking. What you're speaking. Hope to the hopeless. In the name of Jesus. That your pathway may be straight. The crooked road be made straight tonight. In the name of Jesus. I speak tonight. In the name of Jesus. Christ, our Lord and Savior. I speak tonight. Be thou made whole. In the name of Jesus. I speak tonight. In the name of Jesus. Because I believe. And we believe. And therefore we in your mind. Be renewed. In your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Your sins is forgiven you. In the name of Jesus. Just confess it. And it be thou forgiven you. In the name of Jesus. You showed me that over 10 years ago. It ain't come to pass yet. But it's not too late. He promised. God is raising up great men and women of God. Right in our midst. You've got to see the greatness in people. God is raising up prophets right among us. God is raising up evangelists right in the midst of us. God is raising up pastors according to his own heart right in the midst of us. God is raising up teachers right in the midst of us. God is doing it. Raising up prayer warriors right in the midst of us. God is raising them up. Apostles. Right in the midst of us. That when the Christ is made in the earth. God is pulling the people out of the ditch. God is making the pathway straight. He's making the crooked road straight. God is doing it tonight. In the name of Jesus. God is doing it. He created a clean heart in us. He renewing the right spirit. If you ask him, he'll do it. If you seek him, you'll find him. If you knock, the door will be open. Do it in faith. Seek him in faith. Ask his faith. And you believe, you can say to that mountain, be removed. David also said you could tell the tree. Not to be removed. Say you could tell it to be planted. Yes, sir. Be planted in the sheep. I never saw that one before, but I seen it in the night. I seen that word. I seen it in the night. I did. I've truly saw it. Tonight, in this word, tell you what it said. And I'm going to agree with what it said. That's what the word said. And I am persuaded to believe what it said. Are you persuaded tonight? Are you persuaded to believe this report tonight? I am. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak to life. Death and life. Life lies in our tongue. So we got to be careful. We tell the mountain, say to the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart. But shall believe things which he shall speak, shall say, shall come to pass. And if you tell the tree to be puffed up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, it shall obey you. Now, whose report do you believe? Now, I have to come back to that. I have to come back to that. By the root. By the root. And be planted in the sea. It shall obey you. Now, I didn't say it, but I'm in agreement with it. Then they told you, the other one said, you can tell the mountain, be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Oh, I like that. That you can tell that tree. Be puffed up by the root and be planted. Be planted in the sheep. Why would you tell one to be cast into the sheep? But you go tell the tree be puffed up by the root. By the root. God needed to live. He needed to keep the root. He needed it to live. It's a planet in the sheep. And it shall obey. And the other going to be cast. The mountain going to be, if you said to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the mountain. But he's down with the tree. Men, I want it to live. It had to be plucked up by the tree, by the root, and be planted in the sea. So it can live and not die. So it can live. And it obey you. That's what the word says. I'm in agreement with what it says. Now, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your saying. We thank you for speaking the word. We thank you, Lord God, wherever you send your word to, you cannot return it to your God. But, Father God, it must perform what you sent it to. I thank you for that. I thank you that you have sent your word to our heart. You have sent your word to our mind. You have sent your word to our spirit. You have sent your word to our body. You have sent your word to our bank account. The word in our broken home. You have sent your word, Father, on our job. You have sent your word, Father, to our families. Far and near. You sent your word to the government. The righteous and the unrighteous. You sent your word. And it cannot, will not, must not return unto you, boy. But it must perform where you sent it to. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I thank you and I praise you now. I lift your name up because thou art worthy of all glory and honor. It belongs to thee and thee alone. For thou art God. And besides you, there is no other. And I bless your holy name tonight. And I magnify you and I glorify you, Father. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you for all things. And I bless you this people. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. And we thank you now for your word that you sent to this people on this night. We do declare and decree it by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thank God tonight for this very timely word. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Listen, just bearing witness to everything that has been said. Amen. Glory to God. But we believe the word of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We believe the word of the Lord on tonight. People of God, amen. And let us consider, amen, what words we are speaking. speaking. Amen. Let us consider tonight. Let us consider tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, let us consider everything that has been said on tonight. Amen. The woman of God is, amen, so beautifully laid out everything. Glory to God. Touched every part. Glory to God. Amen. Even praying in the midst of the word. Amen. The prayer went forth. Amen. Declaring, declarations went forth even in the midst of the message on tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, this word tonight has really come to encourage us. Amen. To really speak the word. Amen. Let us speak the word, people of God. Let us speak the word. Amen. I'm reminded, glory to God, of the scripture that declares, amen, that he has magnified his word above his name. Amen. He's magnified his word above his name. Amen. I believe that's in Psalms 138. Amen. I believe it's in Psalms 138. Amen. Verse 1 or 2. Amen. Jesus, where he says, amen, that he has magnified his word above his name. Amen. Glory to God. That's powerful right there. Glory to God. So we, people of God, whatever our situation is, amen, whatever our circumstances is, no matter what is facing us, glory to God, let us speak his word. As the woman of God, glory to God, has come tonight to reveal to us, glory to God, let us speak the word on tonight out of your mouth. Glory to God, and we shall have what we say. Amen. Glory be to God. And I just believe that on tonight. Glory be to God. I believe that on tonight. Amen. If we need healing, glory to God, let us declare and decree, I am healed. I am healed. Amen. I am healed. The word that you speak, glory to God, remember, amen, is just like that rock that you throw into the water. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. The vibes, the vibration, that word just goes on and goes throughout. Glory be to God, amen. Bringing forth and into fruition whatever, amen, you intended it, glory to God, to be. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, for the woman of God, we bless God on tonight, amen. And we pray that even now, glory to God, you are searching your life. You are searching situations, glory to God, that you may, amen, know of. Glory be to God. Searching it right now to speak, amen, unto the word. Amen. Speak unto the word. Glory be to God. Speak the word of God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let us speak it, amen, and we shall be healed. Amen. Glory to God, let us speak it tonight. We shall be strengthened. Let us speak it tonight. Glory be to God. Speaking it by faith on tonight. Glory be to God. This word of faith, amen, that has been delivered unto us, amen, it is priceless. Glory to God. So we would, people of God, that you get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. The woman of God really took her time, amen, and really spoken to our spirit on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we pray that you got it. We pray that you got it. Not just that just you heard it, you got it. Amen. Mm-hmm. But that you would use it to use. People of God, put this word to use. Amen. Mm-hmm. Try it. Amen. Glory to God. Try it. Amen. And see, won't God perform his word. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We bless him again for his messenger tonight. We bless him for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. And this word that moved mountains. Amen. This word that plucks up trees. Hey, glory be to God. Amen. And send them to the sea. Amen. To the midst of the sea. This word powerful. Glory to God, if you would, but just speak it out of your mouth. Speak it out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Speak the word out of your mouth. Amen. Glory be to God, and let us just watch God. Amen. Let us watch God and see what God will do. Amen. Glory to God. We believe, amen, that he will perform miracles. We believe, people of God, that he will do, amen, the impossible. Glory to God. We believe, we believe, we believe on tonight, and it's all in faith. Amen. It's all in faith on tonight. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, we thank God. We thank God for his messenger. We thank God for this word. Glory to God. Again, we want to encourage you to get a copy of this word on tonight. Glory to God. You can text us on tonight. Amen. And the number to text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. Those that are listening internationally, you can certainly text us on tonight. And that number is 678-087-234. And again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen, Jesus. You can certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. With your request. Amen. And we just, again, give God thanks. We give God praise for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And we pray, amen, that you're going to leave this line speaking tonight. We pray, amen, Jesus, listen, the enemy don't want you to speak. The enemy don't want you to open up your mouth. Glory to God, for even as a woman, and the word of God has declared, amen, life and death is in the power of your tongue. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's not just talk it to be talking, amen, but put some stuff out there. Create, amen, create some things, amen. Glory be to God. Speak some things, amen, into existence, amen. Glory be to God. Speak it, glory to God. Speak it, amen. We're created in the image and likeness of God, amen. And what did he do? What? Listen, in the beginning, glory be to God, what does the scripture declare? And God said, amen. Glory to God. And God said, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And the scripture declares, and it was. Amen. Glory to God. So we're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen, Jesus. We encourage you tonight to speak. Speak, people of God. Put some positive things out there in the atmosphere. Put some things out there. Speak it, speak it, speak it. Amen. Let us watch. Amen, over the word that we're speaking, and let us watch to see God bring it into fruition. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful tonight again for Minister Ali. Thanking God for the messenger tonight. Thanking God for the word on tonight. Glory to God. And again, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged to speak. Amen. Speak, speak, speak. Speak, put it out there. Put it out there, people of God. Put it out there. Amen. And let us watch God. Amen. We pray that you're encouraged as well. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory be to God. We want to, amen, listen. We want to speak a word. Amen. Over the life of the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. Would you do that? Would you do that with me on tonight? Glory to God. All hearts and minds. Amen, towards the woman of God. Amen. We realize this was a pre-recording. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, prayer, the word of faith, the word spoken, there are no boundaries. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, with me tonight, glory to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We come giving you thanks. We give you praise on tonight, entering into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight for your joy. Thanking you for your love. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your word that you've given unto us this night in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your messenger tonight. We're thanking you for your message. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the word spoken, glory to God, that we're hiding in our hearts, Father, that we're not sin against thee. We come on tonight giving you thanks, giving you praise for what you've done, for what you've spoken, for what has been declared over our lives on tonight. And Father, tonight we come back to tell you thank you. We now come to tell you thank you. Thank you for your messenger. Thank you for the message. Thank you for your word on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And our Father, we lift our voices on tonight. We lift our hearts on tonight in grateful gratitude. We lift our hearts on tonight in asking thee on tonight, Father, that you would bless the woman of God on tonight. Bless your servant. Glory to God. We say be blessed tonight. Be blessed, Minister Ollie. Be blessed on tonight. Be blessed in your going out. Be blessed in your coming in. Be blessed on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We speak the covering of God upon you now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that even now, whatever concerns you, the concerns of your heart on tonight, we pray a special blessing that the Lord would look favorably upon you in every situation and in every circumstance on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for strength. Thanking you for strengthening your servant on tonight. Thanking you for strengthening, glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you on tonight. We bless you tonight. Glory to God that whatever, oh God, is facing her, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you, Father, for being a very present help in the life of your servant. We're thanking you tonight. We're speaking healing unto your servant on tonight. Father, in every broken place, we're speaking tonight, be restored, be healed on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for meeting her every need. We're thanking you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you tonight, oh God, for being her provider. Thanking you for providing for your servant on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your peace. We seek peace now in the midst of our situation, in the midst, oh God, of any circumstance that she may be facing on tonight. We speak peace. We say peace tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for delivering tonight. Thanking you for deliverance. Thank you for deliverance on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. We give you thanks. We give you praise. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for your people tonight that have come to hear this word, that have come, oh God, that have availed themselves to hear what you're saying unto your people, oh God, the church tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for healing. We're thanking you for deliverance, oh, tonight. We're thanking you for setting free. We're thanking you tonight, God, for your great salvation in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for your indwelling of your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. Father, that even as we leave this line, Father, that someone tonight will be filled by, hey, oh, God, someone tonight will be filled, oh, God, by your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight that someone will yield on tonight. Someone will be saved. Someone will come tonight and receive your precious salvation on tonight, oh God, the wherewith you died. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight for you're our Lohobosha. We're thanking you tonight for you're our living Savior. You're our risen Savior. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Thank you for leading us and guiding us, oh God, in green pastures. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We honor. We glorify you. Bless you. We bless you tonight. Father, we thank you for your people all over the world. We thank you tonight for meeting needs where there was no need. But, Father, we're thanking you for miracles tonight. We're thanking you for blessings tonight. We're thanking you for signs. We're thanking you for wonders tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we glorify you. We magnify you now. Name Jesus, Father, now we're asking that you hide us behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood, and we shall be covered. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we thank you now. Glory to God. We love you. We appreciate you. For you have promised your beloved sweet sleep. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless again. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank him for this night. We thank him for this hour. Amen, that he has brought us together. People of God, we do encourage you again to get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, or any of the broadcast. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're missing any, glory to God, we would that you would, amen, reach out to us. Amen. Glory to God. Reach out to us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, charge it to our heads. Charge it to the busyness of schedules. Amen, Jesus, that perhaps you've not received your copy. Glory to God, because we do want you to get a copy. Amen. So if you go back in your phone and you see that you haven't received a copy to either one of those numbers, amen, let us know, amen, which one it was or which day it was, amen, and resend it to us so that we can get it to you as expeditiously as possible. We do appreciate your patience, people of God. We appreciate, amen, your commitment to be here with us on the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to let you know we appreciate you. Amen. Thank you for helping us to share and helping us to get the word out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. These broadcasts, amen, if you ever want to share them to your social media page, please, ma'am, please, sir, do so. Amen. You know there are some messages that really hit your spirit. Amen. And you want to promote it and send it out. Go ahead. Do so. Amen. Glory to God. Because as we say, amen, the world needs to see and hear this message. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept. We can't say it all in one day. Glory to God, but we say it all in part. Amen. Here a little, there a little. Amen. And for when the listeners hear, amen, we just believe God by faith that the word spoken, amen, will fall on good ground. God bless you, people of God. God bless each and every one of you. We want to invite you to come back. Amen. Come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come back tomorrow night to be with us. Invite someone to be with us. Amen. And don't forget, amen, Jesus, that on Saturday, glory to God, we will be out on the streets. Amen, Jesus. Pull over for prayer, ministering, and for outreaching in the Gretna area. Amen. That's around Quincy. Chattahoochee is right there in the middle in Gretna, Florida. Amen. Glory to God. We're excited what God is doing, what he's about to do. Amen. Jesus, listen, we may just end up on a busy street in your community. Amen. The Lord say the same. God bless you. We love you. Amen. We're just sold out for the cause to win the loss at any cost. Amen. Glory to God, because it's not our voice. Amen, but it's the voice of God within us unto the people. God bless you, people of God. We love you. Again, we appreciate you, and we look to see you, hear you on tomorrow night. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. That does conclude, amen, tonight's broadcast. Glory to God. Come on back to be with us again on tomorrow night. Amen. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.